This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, December 30th. God's word to you today is stand firm. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 46, verse 10, and it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world." When we choose to obey God and refuse to worry, we are putting our confidence in God. As a child of God, when you put your confidence in Him, it makes Him feel good. It makes Him want to perform. When God says, "Do not worry," He's saying you need to deal with the fear inside first. Once you have dealt with that fear inside, then you do not need to worry. Just watch God deal with the trouble outside. Dealing with the fear inside is your responsibility, and God is not going to do it for you. When God says, "Don't worry," it means don't worry. When you choose to obey God and not worry, you are practically setting God free to do what you cannot do. I can tell you stories upon stories of how we had gotten to a place where we did not even know how things were going to happen. I had to go back to God and say, "Lord, you told us to move in this direction, but see all the trouble that is facing us just because we obeyed you." And He says to me, "Femi, do not worry." I walk away like a child, knowing that my daddy is up to the task. I'm confident in Him. All I need, really, is to just secure His word. All I need is to hear Him. And it is not that I conjure it up myself or wish that He had said it. If I can just stay with Him until I hear Him say, "Do not worry," my worry disappears. God has asked me to give you this message. Quit worrying. Will you heed His voice and put your confidence in Him? We all deal with our fears differently. Some people need placebos in order to deal with their worries. Some need different types of therapy. However, the unshakable truth is that nothing can deal with fear like the Word of God. Nothing. Nothing deals with fear like taking in God's Word and getting the victory through God's Word. God Himself said to Ahaz in Isaiah 7 verse 9, "Unless your faith is firm, I cannot make you stand firm." This is the same God that had said, "Do not worry about those kings. They are like burning twigs before me. I'm going to deal with them." The New International Version reads, "If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. Even if God is with you, you still have to stand in your faith in your God, because that is what activates God." The Contemporary English Version of the same scripture reads, "And if Ahaz and his officials don't trust me, they will be defeated." Stand firm in your faith in your God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
The champion of the hosts above, and captain of my destiny, in you alone I make my boast. You reign alone as Lord of all. In you alone I make my boast. You reign alone as Lord of all.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.